This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Michael and Dean, but not that Michael, the other Michael, the bearded Michael.
The other white meat.
We're having an absolutely fabulously fun time today on the show. You know what I'm really excited about, Michael, that is coming to our screen soon? Drag Race UK.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
I was excited when it got announced, and then I was nervous thinking, oh, well, will we have access to it? Because Drag Race Thailand is kind of its own thing, and it's not
available. But how good is Drag Race Thailand?
Phenomenal.
It is like, so fantastic to watch.
If you've got regular Drag Race fatigue, start on some Drag Race Thailand.
It is so phenomenal. Worth it.
People literally set themselves on fire on the runway. Like, yeah. Regular Drag Race could never.
Do you know what I love is that a lot of the runways are always, you've got to tell a story, so there's multiple changes. It's just great.
Amazing.
The narrative is wonderful.
But they, so they've announced that the series will be screened here, so we'll have it same day or same hour kind of thing as with regular Drag Race. Do you think they'll change up, like, how will it work for a UK setting as opposed to...
I feel like one of the things I'm going to be most intrigued about is how Michelle and Rue are going to handle the accents.
Because, Michelle will do fine.
She's fine there now. I've lived in the UK for 4.5 years, and the diversity of accents are going to be very interesting, even just from Wales.
I wonder if there'll be some, like, Courtney Act drag names that don't, like, that they don't work. Do you get what I mean? Like,
no.
Courtney Act is
Courtney in the act.
But it only works in a sort of an Australian accent context. It doesn't really work in an American accent. So I wonder if there'll be accents there that Americans go, I don't get it.
It's going to be so entertaining to see how it works in this way. I just reckon, it's the one thing I loved about the UK, I barely ever saw some lip syncing queens. It was all live singing.
Yeah, so that...
And they were all really old.
They were all really old. See,
Rose Garden will kill me for saying that.
Rose Garden's going to come for you.
Yeah.
I like an older queen.
I love an older queen.
And especially if they like paint on the olderness, like they just go,
but that's
go
what
with
I
do. It.
This is what I love. So Halfway to Heaven in the UK, CK on CK on a Saturdays is this gorgeous looking boy that, I mean, is in his early 30s but looks in his late 20s and drags himself up to look 50. And it's all kinds of joy. He's inspired by Barbara Windsor on EastEnders, and it's all kinds of joy for me.
Excellent. All kinds of joy. I get the reference.
That wasn't my plan, but but this is where I'm hoping that the UK series is going to be a lot of UK flavour and not just be the American series.
If they don't have lip syncs, like Lip Sync for Your Life, if they don't do singing instead, they'll have to have lots of singing challenges, surely. Because many of the queens they sing.
I mean, they never achieved that well with the American ones, did they?
Well,
remember their big excitement? It's Courtney versus Adore. And it was just like, wow, this is hard on all of us.
This is a rough moment.
It's so rough. But I am excited to know that it is coming to our screens and our streaming services. So that makes me happy.
I'm very excited. I really want some like trashy UK pop hits to be like...
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Right? Yeah. Just like I've always talked about, it would be great to have like an Australian version and have like...
Melissa Couts. Melissa Couts, or like the only Carly song they play is Locomotion. Oh my God, this would be great.
Every third lip sync is the Veronicas. Like,
I'm thinking way earlier.
Oh, you're like, going way earlier.
You're going, no. If we're doing like Australian songs, Kate Sobrano, Pash, you know,
a Kath and Kim, acting mini challenge.
Maybe we need to make our own.
See, right? I think it's got legs. Someone write to World of Wonder Productions and get
just
this happening.
Go, look, Michael and Dean have got a plan and we really think you need to hear it.
And we've got some pretty great drag talent in Australia. So.
I know. Earlier on the show today, I was speaking to two of those talents all the way from Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. That was Jemima Handful and Lisa Mann.
Mm-hmm.
They're over in Amsterdam right now. You've got Karen from Finance has just come back and about to start her tour.
Artemode
and Karen are taking over from Baby Drag. Oh my God, there's so much going on.
There's so much going on. I think we would be remiss not to have a televised platform in which to showcase it.
I mean, and I'm very here for like the shade and calling out of drag, so I'm
which is what here. I love about Drag Race Thailand, because it kind of feels like those early seasons of Drag Race where no one's taking themselves too seriously. There's cattiness, but it's done in a really like kind way.
One of my favorite moments of Drag Race Thailand was when the judge was like, do you think this is a joke? I need you to lip sync again. Like, it was like, I will send you both home. Instead of you both go home, it was like, do it again and do it properly.
Again.
And it was the harshest thing ever. And everyone was just like, oh my God, I can't believe that
occurred. But it's like being in a bar here when some queen picks a number that's 2.5 minutes long long, and they're like, nope, do it again. Yeah. It's too short.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could get some people to do that when they perform on stage, though? No, this isn't working. Let's redo it.
There's just buzzers. It's just buzzers. Like, no.
What's that show with the chairs? The Voice. Where the chairs move around.
But the chairs just move. They go the other way around.
Yeah, so people don't stop face looking them. Instead of looking at you. We really need to make a production company, Michael.
Correct.
When we're on House Arrest, we'll just do that. We'll just message each other.
And we can just call it House Arrest Productions.
Oh, done.
Yeah.
Perfect. Done. Oh, look, you heard it here first. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. This is House Arrest Productions. My God, we're going to make so many reality TV shows. I'm very here for it. You're on Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.